future is now. And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name is Charles Story. I'll be your host the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the City of London, so let's get down to business. Today's Wednesday, the 17th of January, 2018. Bitcoin is currently trading at $10,431, which is down around 14% today thus far. And what a day it has been for Bitcoin. If anyone's been following it today, we've seen it kind of go from the tops of $12,325 going to a low point of around $10,100, kind of jumping back up to the current price it's at the minute. Bitcoin's dominance, which is quite interesting, at the current market cap being valued at $478 billion, and Bitcoin's dominance is rising day by day, currently sitting at 36.7%. So it's been a very interesting couple of days for Bitcoin and the crypto market itself. Ethereum is currently trading at $865. That's down 22% in the last 24 hours. Ethereum in the last kind of 24 hours, if anyone's been following, it's had a huge kind of drawdown. We've gone from the likes of $1,146 going down to a low point of around $810, kind of jumping back up to the current price it's at now. This, if you ask me, is one of the best opportunities to get in. We've seen these things rally. They're kind of coming down in the last couple of days. And what a time it is to get in. Everything I see is discounted. So it's time to buy your discounted cryptos while they're still on discount. But because believe me, by the next couple of weeks, everything will be back up and passing the levels it was in the last 2 weeks. Believe me, that's going to happen. Ripple is at $1.03. That's down around 27% today. The last kind of 24 hours for Ripple since I was speaking yesterday have been very volatile. We saw a high of around $1.50 for Ripple, crashing down to kind of 89 cents, picking back up to around $1.03, and that's where it's trading at the minute. So if anyone's looking to get into Ripple, now would be a pretty good entry if you believe in technology. But that's something that you know, some people want to get into it. And I think now if you're looking to get into Ripple, it would be an interesting time to start paying attention to the price. Dash, I'm a big fan of Dash. Dash is currently trading at $691. So Dash is unbelievably discounted. Before Christmas, it was trading around $1,500. It's now at $691. So, I mean, what an entry to get in. Because believe me, Dash is there for the long run. And the technology behind it and the team behind it are stellar. So believe me, Dash is a good coin to add to your collection and your on your discounted shopping trip around the crypto space. Dash had a low point today of kind of $625, and then it kind of rebounded to the price it's at now, which is on $691. That's down around 17% today. Neo's at $110. That's down 28% today. And by the way, Neo at this price and sub 100 is a no-brainer. I mean, seriously. Neo is something that's going to be here, it's going to stay. And Neo's team and the foundation, the City of Zion, have excellent communication with one another and all developers within that team and who work on Neo projects. Neo has a fantastic infrastructure. And also, don't forget, at the end of this month, we've got the Neo DevCon in San Francisco. We're going to have all the hot ICOs, all of the guys coming down from all parts of the world, all the developers, so on and so forth, all talking about Neo, all putting more capital to work. You've got more investors who are going to turn up, trying to learn more about what Neo is so they can deploy the correct capital into this. So Neo is something that, I'm telling you, if you go sub 100, a strong buy. But listen, this is not financial advice. This is our own views on these cryptocurrencies. So I thought I'd just share that with you just to kick things off. With that in mind, let's get on to the next part of the show.
Crypto News Flash. Find the crypto news stories from around the world.
Bitcoin and Ethereum suffered massive drops, but many cryptocurrencies are faring even worse. An interesting story here. So we're going to be going through what's been happening in the market. It's more of a descriptive stance than the one I've just kind of gone through very lightly. And some of the reasons why we have seen the price drops that we've seen in the last kind of 24 to 48 hours. So let's jump in. Most major digital currencies sold off sharply on Tuesday, but the declines in Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Litecoin prices weren't as bad as the rest of the market. All of the top 20 digital currencies by market value suffered double-digit losses over the past 24 hours, according to data from industry website CoinMarketCap. For example, Ripple was down 26%, Bitcoin Cash was down 19%, IOTA was down over 23%, and Monero was almost 20% down as of 13:55 a.m. London time. In fact, at their low point on the day, many cryptocurrencies of large market caps saw their prices essentially halved. Bitcoin was down 16.5% at the time, Ethereum was down 20%, and Litecoin was down 19.3%, according to the same site. The declines followed speculation in the market about what regulators in Asia may be planning for digital tokens. On Monday, a report from Bloomberg, citing unnamed sources from Beijing, plans to basically deny block domestic access to Chinese and offshore cryptocurrency platforms that allow centralized trading. Last week, South Korean Justice Minister Park Sang-ki said his ministry was preparing a bill that, if passed, could ban trading via cryptocurrency exchanges. His comments rolled the markets, and subsequently the Justice Ministry and other sections of South Korea's government have softened their stance. On Tuesday, Reuters further reported that a senior Chinese central banker said authorities should ban centralized trading of virtual currencies as well as individuals and businesses that provide related services. The entire market cap of cryptocurrencies saw a sell-off post the comments on crypto from the vice governor of the PBOC, Fernando Martinez, VP trader at Hong Kong-based commodities and digital assets trading house Octagon Strategy, told CNBC. That, according to Martinez, was one of the top additional negative sentiments from South Korea, stating that tighter crypto controls are still a possibility. Bitcoin was down 11.43% on the last day at $10,308, and at 13:55 a.m. London time on Coinbase. Coinbase is the leading US marketplace for trading Bitcoin, Ethereum, Litecoin, and Bitcoin Cash. Late Tuesday afternoon, Bitcoin briefly dropped below $10,000 on Coinbase after first topping the psychological key level in late November. In December, the cryptocurrency managed to top $19,800, but still, Bitcoin remains more than 1,100% higher over the past 12 months, according to Coinbase. A great story. Let's get on to the next one. IBM and Maersk start promised blockchain supply chain company. A great story bringing you up to speed with the fantastic partnership. So let's jump in. IBM and Danish transport and logistics company Maersk announced January 16th that they are teaming up to create as yet unnamed blockchain-based shipping and supply chain company. The goal of the venture is to commercialize blockchain for all aspects of the global supply chain system, from shipping to ports and banks to customs. Blockchain technology is uniquely able to provide special control for the logistics industry, since it can replace tedious and insecure paperwork with secure digital records that are also transparent. Maersk's chief commercial officer, Vincent Clerc, who will serve as chairman of the newly formed board for the joint venture, was quoted in the official announcement saying, "The potential from offering a neutral, open digital platform for safe and easy ways of exchanging information is huge, and all players across the supply chain stand to benefit." The company had promised to make a delivery of the new product by the end of last year. The offering is still the fulfillment of a year's worth of planning by both companies, each of whom who have invested in blockchain in various other ways as well. The joint venture is hoping to start offering their software solutions by Q3 2018. Let's jump to the next story. BitConnect closes virtually its entire operation. The BCC token drops 87% on the back of that. A quick update, this is what it is, it's not really a detailed story, it's a quick update to what's been happening if anyone hasn't heard about the BitConnect closure. So let's jump in. BitConnect has formally closed its lending platform and cryptocurrency exchange following warnings from Texas and North Carolina regulators. The BitConnect coin, BCC, digital currency, is down 87% today and 93% from its December 29 high at $437 at press time. The BCC is trading at just $30. Wow, what a drop. So some say it's like a Ponzi scheme. So many in the digital currency community have called BitConnect a Ponzi scheme, including Ethereum founder Vitalik Buterin, according to TechCrunch. Such accusations were based on the multi-level referral system and the promise of up to 40% earned interest, plus a daily bonus of up to 0.25% per day on each loan. The promise of a high risk-free return is often typical of a scam. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. BitConnect Coin's website describes the currency as, "The moment you acquire BitConnect Coin, it becomes an interest-bearing asset with 120% return per year. It is that simple. Unfortunately for investors, that interest-bearing asset is now nearly worthless." Woof! Powerful. So remember, do your due diligence, have conviction in the positions you have, and don't believe everything you read. You've got to do your own due diligence and everything that you own or everything that you're looking at in the crypto space. And remember to look at the team, the background, the white papers, check the community, see what the community feel is, and the community feel is key sometimes to making the correct decisions. With that in mind, let's get to the top Twitter tweet of the day.
Top Twitter tweet of the day.
The top Twitter tweet today goes to Joseph Young. And you can go follow him at I am Joseph Young. And here's the tweet. In 2017, Ethereum plunged by 63%, $360 to $130. Bitcoin Cash plunged by 50%, $3,000 to $1,500. Bitcoin plunged by 36% from $5,000 to $3,200. This week, Ethereum plunged by 23%, Bitcoin Cash plunged by 25%, and Bitcoin plunged by 16%. It's all about perspective. The second tweet goes to Roger Fur, and you can go follow him at Roger KVR. Okay, so here's the tweet. There are two mutually exclusive ways of acquiring wealth. One, the economic means of production and trade. Two, the political means via the seizure of another's goods or services by the use of force and violence. Bitcoin enables the economic and hinders the political. Great tweets from both guys. Remember to follow them both and keep subscribed to our podcast. Let's get on to the next part of the show.
SBK's current global crypto view.
The ICO we're looking at today is Zenome. So what is Zenome? Let's go over the token structure and what is going on here first, and we'll break down into more of what the project's looking to do. So the token type is utility token. The platform is Ethereum. The symbol is MED token. Pre-sales sold out. Public sales for 1st of February 2018. Initial value. So one MED token would equate to 25 cents. A hard cap is 24 million USD. Total tokens, half a billion, so 500 million. Available for sale is 35% of all of the token supply. The website is www.medicalchain.com. So jurisdiction barred from participating is US, of course, unless you're an accredited investor. So let's jump in. So where should we begin? Despite the world being in the midst of a data revolution, medical data is yet to catch up with other industries. From centralization to slow speeds and vulnerable networks, healthcare systems have not yet evolved along with other industries. Medical Chain is solving four significant issues with the current state of healthcare data storage. So, issue number one. So they're going to be solving health data contained in a legacy system is fragmented because of varying systems and formats. There is no single version of truth which can be used and accessible by all stakeholders. The second issue is security and fraud. Sensitive information about patients is stored in centralized legacy servers. WannaCry attack crippled the NHS with an attack on more than 230,000 computer systems. Medical data is sold on the dark web for almost 10x the price of credit card information. Data storage. Medical data is usually controlled by a single entity, which results in high dependency on that system. NHS recently lost in the medical their medical records of around 700,000 patients, putting their health at risk. Privacy control. Patients have no control over who uses and accesses their medical information. So these are the kind of things they're looking to solve. So Medical Chain's decentralized platform enables fast, secure, and transparent exchange and usage of medical data using the blockchain technology. The platform is built using a dual blockchain structure. The first blockchain controls access to health records and is built using Hyperledger Fabric. The second blockchain is powered by an ERC20 token on Ethereum and underlies all the applications and services for the platform. So the token is an ERC20 token, so it's based on the Ethereum blockchain. The MED token will be used to access and pay for applications built on top of the medical chain data. When conducting telemedical app consultancies using the telemedicine application, patients will pay the doctors using MED tokens. Pharmaceutical organizations will pay the patents in the form of MED tokens if the patents provide them access to his or her medical history using the marketplace application. Users will use MED tokens for a variety of applications and services that will be developed by Medical Chain's platform. So the team is Dr. Abdullah Aliati. He's one of the co-founders, created an application called Discharge Summary in 2016 to generate accurate medical reports on patients before they are discharged. He created this framework to create a standardization of medical reports, discharge summaries being used in 3 hospitals in the UK. Discharge summary is a very small component of medical chain, and the contrary to many people's claims, it would be inappropriate to suggest that medical chain is being tested in 3 hospitals. The other co-founders, Mo Taib, is a tech entrepreneur and has previously founded technology, finance and e-commerce companies. There are 13 members in the team with extensive experience in healthcare and tech. So that's kind of the situation there. I feel, you know, at the minute, you know, kind of the verdict, I mean, medical error is the third leading cause of death in the United States. Add to it the woes faced by the NHS in 2017. We conclude that medical chain is working on a real problem which needs immediate solutions. The team looks solid with a mix of both healthcare and technology. Medical chain also scores well on the hype factor of more than 10,000 members on the Telegram group on the last couple of weeks of the ICO. But as many of the industry standards are solid blockchain use cases, is this really one? So, I mean, there are many current and upcoming projects competing with medical chain as well. So that's something to look into. But for flipping, I think it looks interesting and it looks like a good flip. For long-term hold, it looks like a good long-term hold as well, based on all the information that I've kind of gone through. But remember, this is not financial advice. Remember to do your own research. That's a wrap. I got to bounce. Have a great day. Remember to like us and subscribe to the podcast. Remember to tweet us at svk_crypto and also email myself, cstory@svkcrypto.com, C-S-T-O-R-R-Y at svkcrypto.com. Have a great day. I'll be back tomorrow.
Listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website www.svkcrypto.com.